Well, mining giant Anglo American PLC releasing preliminary results for the 2014 financial year today. Anglo reporting a $2.5 billion net loss and underlying EBIT of $4.9 billion. That's around 58 billion rand, down 25% from the previous year, due, of course, to sharply weaker commodity prices. Anglo American CEO Mark Cutifani joining us now. Mark, thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me, Hannah.
These results, as I mentioned in my intro, really reflecting, as with so many other miners, the weight of those slumping commodity prices.
Certainly. From our point of view, we also had the impact of the platinum strike. Mm. If I back out the impact of the strike, we're down about 14%, which would put us at the top end of the range in terms of those being impacted by price. So solid performance underpinned by the operating side, but pretty tough market to be in.
Absolutely. And you mentioned that platinum strike, of course, that disrupting operations for 5 months last year. Anglo is looking to sell its platinum assets in South Africa. Any more guidance on when that might happen or whether you are leaning more towards a listing at this stage?
We've actually been in the market and we're starting to get expressions of interest. So we would expect to have a pretty good idea of the track we will go down by the middle of the year. Based on if it was a listing or reverse into a listed vehicle, it would probably take beyond the end of 2015, more into 2016, before that would be completed. So we would hope that whatever we do would be completed, which requires the regulatory approvals, before the middle of 2016.
In terms of assets elsewhere, Anglo taking a $3.5 billion post-tax write-down in the carrying value of Minas Rio. In other words, that mine has lost essentially $3.5 billion of its value on paper, at least. But Anglo is not pulling back in its iron ore production. Why not?
Firstly, at Kumba, we've been doing very well, even with prices. We've put in a credible performance. We're improving our operating costs, hopefully opening our margins to try and help compensate for the price pressure. So Kumba's a good business and we want to make it better, albeit prices are tough. In terms of Minas Rio, we won't hit our full production commissioning the project until second quarter 2016. So what we have to do is finish the project off, get it to that point. We will assess the market at the time. I guess the most important point to make about Minas Rio is 12 months ago we were talking about a delivered price in Asia of around $55 a tonne. Based on current prices or based on the current market, exchange rates, fuel costs, meaning freight, we're down to about $44, $45 a tonne delivered in Asia. So as long as we can keep those projects competitive, we'll continue to operate at the target levels. We certainly won't be putting too much more capital into the business until we see a bit of upside on the price, but we will run them properly, effectively at the current prices. We'll see it through and remain a very strong business.
Let's talk about De Beers, your diamond mine here. That contributing more than a quarter to underlying EBIT last year, the second largest contributor to the group's total. Its own underlying earnings before interest and tax up 36% to $1.4 billion, doing really well. Do you expect that solid performance to continue?
Well, certainly there's no doubt the market has become a little bit tougher in diamonds, particularly towards the end of the fourth quarter and into the first quarter. So we're certainly looking for operating improvements to continue. I think we need to wait for another month or two just to see how the market picks up after Christmas before we definitive or take a stronger view on the market. So we've seen a little bit of a pullback, but the good thing about being De Beers, the quality of the product, we're 30% of the world's market. We are the go-to brand in the industry, and we certainly aren't reporting some of the declines in prices that others have seen. Mm. It's still pretty solid, but we'll need a little bit more time before we make a full or take a full view on the year.
And opening more stores as well in the last year, I think one in London in Selfridges and also one, a concession store at least, in Saks Fifth Avenue. Are you planning to open up any more stores? De Beers now with 35 stores, I believe, in 12 markets across the world. Where's next?
We do have a program of focusing on key market areas. There are a couple in other areas that we've pulled back on. But the Forever Mark brand has been very successful. It really is the premium end of the market, and certainly a product that people value. So we'll continue on with that program, but we also keep an eye on the market and not get ahead of ourselves.
Now, Investec analysts were saying earlier today, I read somewhere, that De Beers is rapidly developing into Anglo's flagship business. Do you agree with that view?
Well, I'd call it one of our flagship businesses. By the time we've finished restructuring our platinum business, I'd like to think that it will be a flagship. Our copper business is certainly very strong. And certainly Kumba and Minas Rio will still be good players in the iron ore space, albeit prices will be a bit tougher. So we've got a few strings to our bow, and we're certainly focused on making sure all of the pillars are working to their potential.
Let's talk about the environment a bit more, affecting those pillars. We have already touched on the weak iron ore prices. Currency weakness is another factor influencing a lot of businesses. Is that a net positive for you in terms of rand weakness? And of course, we've seen depreciation in the Brazilian real as well. How does that impact your operations?
Look, the reduction in the rand, the Aussie dollar, the real have all helped us in terms of our competitive positioning. The oil price is also giving us a bit of help. So each of those things have helped, so that if I looked at prices before Christmas, we've seen a 3-5% reduction against our main commodity group, but it's been offset by currency decline. So we are getting some back, but it's still a tough environment.
You spoke earlier about just, you know, really improving the efficiency of operations, stressing that Anglo does have good assets. It's still a strong company despite some headwinds in the sort of external environment. From a business point of view and in this environment, where is Anglo's focus going to be in this year?
Well, firstly, I agree with the assessment that it is a strong business. We've got a good portfolio of businesses. We certainly had fallen away in our operating performance. I think pretty clearly with these set of results that each business has outperformed its targets. So we're starting to get predictability and reliability back. We're building our capacity. We've reduced our costs on a real basis in US dollar terms down 5%, but we've still got too much cost inflation, particularly in South Africa, that we've got to work on. We've got 15 to 20 assets that are world-class that we're really going to put the focus in, and our disposal program is about freeing capital from those assets that we don't think have the same long-term potential, put that capital into the larger scale, more competitive assets, and then on a long-term basis really drive the portfolio hard, which you should see emerge 2016-2017, absolutely critical for us. But as you can see, we're on track for all of our key targets.
Lastly, Mark, looking at South Africa, a lot of negativity here at the moment. We are having power supply problems and a number of other issues relating to just sort of infrastructural development in the country. How is Anglo feeling towards its South African assets and more generally towards its investments in this country?
Look, I've got to say that we've been optimistic. We've been positive on the country. We remain engaged. I will say, and I'm going to be very clear about this, the minute somebody mentioned development pricing, the rand started to drop, which was a serious message to those that may be considering interfering in the market for our products. That would be very bad news for the country. Certainly the market saw it as terrible news, and so I just hope that people get the message that you can't have the mining industry and for us to remain competitive by putting another tax or changing our structure to support an industry that is not competitive. You may end up with the worst of both worlds if you try and do those sorts of things. So my very clear message, if anyone talks about development pricing, watch what the rand does. We saw it the other day. It would be a disaster for the country. I hope my message is clear. And certainly as an industry, we will fight hard to make sure that the industry doesn't have to cross-subsidize non-competitive industries. That would be a disaster for the industry, the country, and I certainly hope they got the message when the rand tanked as quickly as it did the other day.
There we go. That's Mark Itifani, Anglo American CEO.